back and forth, Republicans and Democrats, cats and dogs. Can we get along? Can we come up with a plan? Joining us now on the phone line, the president of Edge Messaging, also Republican strategist, Brian Fraley. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be with you. Hope you're doing well.
I am very well. We just had a Democratic strategist on, Joseph Pecky, talking about the big question, you know, what's the plan? Who's got a plan? Who's going to talk? Before you and I start our conversation, I want to play a little bit of my interview with Governor Tony Evers from yesterday when I asked him that question. If they called you tonight, you'd be willing to take that phone call with Fitzgerald and Voss to kind of figure things out outside of the legal aspects of this case?
Yeah, if they have a plan, we will listen to it. That has never been an issue. We had a plan. They sued us. So if they have a plan, let's talk about it.
Brian, do you take the governor at his word?
Yeah, but the word is only so much. Look, he's the governor. Set a meeting. If they need to use my Zoom meeting, I can give them the password. look, the speaker and the Senate president have said, look, we could come up with a plan and then it'd be our plan versus your plan, or we could build a plan and it would be our plan. And that's what we need. So the suit is not about the guts of the plan. The suit is about the governor's authority and his administration's authority to impose things outside of the traditional rulemaking process. But regardless mm-hmm. of what happens with that suit, whether the Supreme Court rules on Friday or Saturday or sometime next week or later in the month, it's irrelevant. These guys are going to have to get down in a room or a virtual room eventually and come together on a consensus plan. That's the only way it's going to work is if it's bipartisan, because you're going to want widespread compliance, right, and widespread support for it. So it can't be the Evers plan. It can't be the Voss plan. It can't be the Fitzgerald plan. It's got to be the Wisconsin plan. So they're going to have to sit down eventually. And there's a lot of sniping going on between staffers, and that's not helpful. And I was a staffer. I was a staffer for over a decade. Staffers do the bulk of the work. I understand how important they are. But the people who were elected by the voters of Wisconsin are the ultimate decision makers. They need to get together. They should be meeting every day for at least an hour and a half, every single day. They should have been doing it for the last month. There's no reason why they can't start today. Saying you'll take a call is a willingness to talk, and I guess that's good, but setting up a meeting and inviting them and being the leader and the head of the state requires a little bit more than, sure, I'll take your call.
A couple things. One, and correct me if I'm wrong, the statute that the lawsuit's based on predates both this governor, the previous governor, maybe the governor before that. Why is it all of a sudden an issue now? What has been the overreach, in your opinion?
Well, I want to be careful here because I don't want to spend a lot of time looking backwards. I prefer to focus on solving the problem. But in general, Chapter 227 of the Wisconsin statutes lays out how rules can be promulgated outside, and rules determine how laws are enforced. So rules can be promulgated in emergency situations by the administration. The legislature has the ability to suspend emergency rules, hold a hearing on them, and require further information and justification from the executive branch. This has gone on in perpetuity. It's one of the most powerful oversight statutes in the entire country. It's there for a reason. And whether or not the Republicans have a leg to stand on in their legal argument, I don't know. The Supreme Court's going to decide. I'm not pretending to have all the answers. But I do understand why they are saying, we understand it was extraordinary circumstances. The governor's order was in for 60 days. Now what they're asking for, this extension, goes beyond the authority of the governor, and they want the courts to decide whether or not that's the case.
Brian Fraley joining us, president of Edge Messaging, also Republican strategist. Let's say the Republicans are successful in their lawsuit. What comes next?
Well, then an emergency rule has to be promulgated. The legislature would have a hearing on that rule and decide whether to suspend it or allow it to be in place. It doesn't mean that we flip a switch and everybody's open and, you know, there's going to be 500 people at your favorite sports bar, you know, watching I don't know what's on sports anymore. Retro and pro wrestling. I don't know, but right. Whatever. I mean, it's not like everything's going to go back to normal. And that's why I'm saying, whether they win or lose this lawsuit, Governor Evers and the Republicans in the legislature are going to have to sit down and come together for a short, medium, and long-term plan. Not the least of which is dealing with the budget. Very smart move by the administration, Secretary Brennan and Governor Evers, to do a 5% pay cut for this fiscal year. They're going to have to do it for next fiscal year, and it's probably going to have to be more than 5%. I mean, revenues are declining. How do governments get their money? They get their money through taxes. Taxes are accumulated by economic activity, which is not going on right now. I mean, everything from gas tax to income taxes. So there's going to be some severe structural changes that are going to have to happen in the way state government operates. That's a midterm problem. The short and immediate term problem is, how do we open up Wisconsin in a responsible way that allows us the flexibility to ratchet on more controls if there's hotspots, but recognizing the difference between Polk County and Milwaukee County. In 10 counties in the state account for over 60% of the cases and the fatalities. And that's not to say this is a Milwaukee problem and who cares, because that's not the case. Waukesha, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown. These counties have issues, and there's going to be hotspots, and there's going to be other things that happen between now and then. We need more visionaries and less reactionaries. And I applaud the actions and words of my fellow Republicans from the last week that said, we want to work. We like a lot of the stuff that's in the WMC plan. We want to work out a deal. We want to meet with the governor. Simply saying we'll take a phone call is not enough. And like I said, if they need a place to meet, I mean, I can set up a Google Duo account for them. They can use my FaceTime account. I'm sure we can find everybody some tablets that they can use so that they could FaceTime each other. I mean, there's really no reason why they can't meet. I don't want to see them spend 2 weeks arguing about the size of the peace talks table. You know, we just need to get on.
Let's take a break. We're talking about Brian Frilly, Republican strategist, president of Edge Messaging. Let's talk about what that joint plan might look at. We'll do that after the break right here on WTMJ. All right, figuring out who's got the best ideas. Well, whose plan is going to work? Is it a joint plan? Is it one side versus the other? We had a Democratic strategist on earlier, and I wanted to balance things a little bit today. We are joined by frequent guest of the program, friend of mine, Brian Frilly, Republican strategist, president of Edge Messaging. All right, so let's say the two sides get together, Brian. We know that some parts of the state, they've had very little impact of COVID-19. They want to get back to business. They're waiting for the order, whether enforced by the Supreme Court or by the governor, to end so they can get back to business. What should be the proper approach here? You're a smart guy. I led a city. What can we come up with to make this work?
Well, I think it needs to be regional. Designate regions by county level, or certain counties at certain caseloads get a certain designation. So it needs to understand that there's regional differences. I think it needs to be staggered, that over time, more and more normalcy returns, fewer and fewer, you know, the safeguards can start getting pulled away a little bit. And it needs to be flexible to understand that if hotspots emerge, that we're going to put in more safeguards, because we still don't want our hospital systems to be overwhelmed. And in those rural areas that they have fewer cases, it doesn't take as many cases to overwhelm the system, because they don't have as many hospital beds over there. So you just have to be regional, staggered, flexible. It should be transparent, so everybody knows this is what we're doing, this is why we're doing it. It needs to be data-based. So, you know, here's the hospital caseload. Here's the number of infections. Here's the number of positive tests, whatever, that people can see that to verify why you're doing it. And then trust the people of Wisconsin, that they can handle the truth. Trust us. Why is this going on? Why are we now easing some of the restrictions? Why are we imposing new restrictions all of a sudden, which could happen if there's a hotspot? If you lead with empathy and understand that this is a significant not only health crisis, but it's a mental health crisis, with people being denied care and treatment and socialization. It is an economic crisis on people's livelihoods and businesses. I mean, these are competing issues, but we can come together and find a solution, and eventually it's going to happen. I just don't like to see the foot dragging and waiting, and you know, for the courts to tell them that they have to come up with a solution.
Two real specific questions. One has to do with tourism. We'll get to that second. Number one, all right, so we try to figure this thing out. There has been some commentary from some small business owners in the state that they don't want to pursue some of the options available under the CARES Act, Phase 1, Phase 2, or Part 1, Part 2. Why is that?
Well, I think the concerns of the strings that might be attached to the loan program. They may be forgivable. They may not be. You know, speaking personally, it has not been an easy one click and you're in, and here's your check and take care of it. And then I think other people, they don't want to be dependent on government, especially people who are risk takers and go getters and start businesses and provide for people. They have risked their own financial stability early on as they were setting up these businesses. They understand some of this risks that are out there, but they don't want to become dependent on the government. They don't want to become part of their business plan, a handout from the government. These are free market entrepreneurs at heart. So I do understand some of people's concerns about, you know, taking the assistance that's made available.
But does that rigidity, we have a president who's a Republican, we have an administration led by a lot of Republicans, does that rigidity actually hurt their own cause, hurt their employees if they have them?
Well, it could, but I mean, that's a decision every business has to make. I mean, what level of connection to government programs they take. And that was true before the pandemic, and it's true now. I mean, some people don't want to get involved in any way in anything that could possibly increase government interference or oversight in their business. And I understand and respect that. We have the liberty to make those decisions.
Yeah, that's a story to watch, because I think there's going to be a lot of commentary about that down the road. But I'm going to move to tourism. You and I both know, regardless of the plan that's put in place, whether it's a regional approach or a statewide platform for reopening, there are going to be a storyline in May and June, July and August, where people from a lot of big cities come to this state for tourism. Lots of money gets injected in our economy. The fear is, of course, that lots of virus also gets injected into those communities who, as you said earlier, are not ready to face that. How can we safeguard the folks who live there year-round from all those folks who are coming in part-time? And I guess the bigger question is, how do we manage that with whatever recovery plan we're gonna open ourselves up to?
Well, I think it's clear the hospitality industry in general is decimated here, and it's not going to be flipping a switch for them. They're not going to be open to the same capacity as they were. We're not going to see the throngs of crowds at events. I mean, we still don't know what sports look like, for example. I mean, one of the biggest tourist attractions in the state of Wisconsin is professional sports, right? The Brewers, the Bucks, the Packers, and even college sports. I mean, we are at crowds of under 10. We are a long way away from crowds of 30, 40, 50, 60,000, a long way away. That's just a fact. And how we address that, and how let's even ratchet down the Wisconsin Dells. I mean, their season, it's not lost, but it's going to be dramatically smaller. No matter what happens, it's going to be dramatically smaller than it was their past several years. How they survive, some of them won't. I mean, the damage that has been done already is quite significant. And I would argue that we had to do some of the things that we've done. I'm not pointing fingers at what was happened, but we need, like I said, we need more visionaries and less reactionaries. Everyone needs to come to an understanding that it is going to take us several years to claw our way back to where we were several months ago.
He is Brian Fraley, the president of Edge Messaging, also a Republican strategist. After the break, you and I, Brian, we're going to send a message directly to Governor Evers, to Speaker Voss, and Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. That's after the break right here on WTMJ. We're joined by Brian Farley, president of Edge Messaging, frequent guest of the program, Republican strategist. All right, Brian, I'll go first. We're going to send a message to Governor Tony Evers, Speaker Voss, Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. My message is this. I understand partisan politics. I get how all that works. I understand that there's posturing. There's whose plan's better, my plan's better, all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, this is different. This is a pandemic that we really haven't faced in the kind of world we live in a long time, maybe 100 years. It's going to require putting the big boy pants on, listening to one another, separating as much as you can of the politics away from actually just getting to a good plan. That's my recommendation. Do it as quickly as possible. Stop with the posturing. Stop with the nonsense. Get in a room. Do a Zoom meeting. Whatever it takes. Figure this thing out so the people in Wisconsin can at least understand that their leaders are working together, even in the midst of a divided government. That's my speech. What do you have to say about it?
You can't solve all problems, but you can give people hope that you're at least trying. Look, I know Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald. These are really good people with big hearts, really smart people. I don't know Tony Evers personally, but I know people who do, and I will give him the benefit of the doubt that he is as good and as kind and as smart and as trustworthy as his supporters say. So this is what I would like to say. See, it is almost 10 o'clock on Thursday. By 5 o'clock today, I would love to see a joint press release with the governor's name, the speaker's name, and the Senate Majority Leader's name at the top that says, one, we had a conference call today and we've begun discussions. And two, we will talk or meet every day for the next 2 months as we develop, implement, and monitor our efforts to help the people of Wisconsin. That simple gesture alone will give people hope that they are going to get to a bipartisan solution.
Good stuff as always. I appreciate your wisdom. Brian Farley, president of Edge Messaging, Republican strategist. Stay safe, stay healthy, Brian.
Thanks a lot. Be well, Steve.